Aaron Philbeck, Managing Director at the Kaya Association, is here. And we're talking about the evolution of alternative investments. And this is The Navigator. Welcome to The Navigator, where we talk about all-weather active investing and plotting a course to financial success with the help of closed-end funds. The Navigator is brought to you by the Active Investment Company Alliance, a unique industry organization that represents all facets of the closed-end fund industry, from users and investors to fund sponsors and creators. If you're looking for excellence beyond indexing, The Navigator will point you in the right direction. And today, well, we're actually heading in alternative directions, and we're being driven that way by Aaron Philbeck. He's Managing Director of the Kaya Association. Kaya, C-A-I-A, the acronym for the Chartered Alternative Investment Analyst Association. Aaron oversees Unify by Kaya, which is a learning platform built to educate the private wealth management industry on alternative investments. You can learn more at Kaya, C-A-I-A.org. And to learn more about closed-end funds, interval funds, and business development companies generally, check out AICAlliance.org, the website for the Active Investment Company Alliance. Aaron Philbeck, welcome to The Navigator.
Thanks so much for having me. I'm happy to be here.
I used to sit there and talk about alternatives and say we don't want to call them alternatives anymore because they used to be something that like a few people had, and now they're mainstream. Everybody has alternatives to one extent or another. But it used to be that alternatives were anything that wasn't stocks, bonds, or cash. And now, I mean, it seems like every day we're talking about a new alternative. Well, in fact, as we're looking at it this week, we're expecting, you know, the evolution of certain Bitcoin funds and crypto funds. So help us understand what's happening with alternatives and how you have a category that sounds contained. It's alternatives, but how it's evolved and expanding constantly right now.
Yeah, sure. And I think you hit on a lot of the themes when it comes to the evolution of alternatives. And Kaya, ironically, has recently really focused on trying to take alternatives out of alternatives and think more about the portfolio construction elements of these different strategies, how they fit into a client's portfolio and the goals that they're trying to accomplish in their asset allocation portfolios. When we look at the evolution of alternatives, it has been quite an evolution and quite a diversifying evolution, if I can kind of put the headline over that evolution. Just as an example, Kaya was founded 21 years ago. At the time, hedge funds were really the predominant source of alternative investments. When you looked at that evolution of the pie chart of what represented alternative investments, it was pretty synonymous with hedge funds. So maybe 90% of that allocation would have been to the various different hedge fund strategies, long, short equity, managed futures, macro, arbitrage strategies, and so on. Really, when we got to the global financial crisis, did the alternatives world start to really explode in other areas, and particularly in private capital. So today, we're sitting right around $22 trillion in assets under management. Hedge funds are still a pretty substantial portion of that, but only 25% of the total pie. And the remaining 75% is really dominated by things like private equity, across all the different stratifications, whether it's venture growth, buyout, private credit, which has been one of the fastest growing areas of the alternatives universe over the past 10 years, real estate, commodities, infrastructure. So we've got a really, really diverse set of strategies that move in different directions that are driven by different risk and return profiles. And to your point, kind of taking the alternatives out of alternatives, I think it's almost naive at this point to just kind of throw all these strategies into one bucket and name it alternative investments. And typically when you see the most sophisticated investors and sophisticated asset owners that are thinking through asset allocation, they're not doing that anymore. It's not like stocks, bonds, cash, and then all this other stuff that we're going to put over in the corner. We're thinking a lot more about what are the risk profiles, what's really driving each of these different strategies. And it's become much more of a core portion of the overall portfolio.
In certain types of alternatives, when we were talking about baseball cards or coins, we would be talking about dealer risk. Well, with Kaya and its mission and the evolution of alternatives, do we have not necessarily dealer risk, but advisor risk, if you will, where plenty of advisors are coming out and going, hey, you know, let's add alternatives to part of what you're doing. But how much they know is going to determine the experience of the end user. So how do the end users determine, is this guy who's pitching me alternatives, is he really an expert, et cetera? How much of a gap do we have between, hey, I can sell this and I really know this?
It's a great question. And I think there is still an education gap, which I think is kind of the underlying question that you're asking, in the advisor kind of private wealth area of the industry. And you can really just look at the numbers where the allocations sit today. You look at a typical institutional allocator, such as an endowment or a sovereign wealth fund, even pension funds, have allocations to many of these different strategies that I just walked through, upwards of 30, 40, maybe even 50%, depending on the aggressiveness and the tolerance for illiquidity in a portfolio. When you look at the typical kind of private wealth client, high net worth individual, there's a couple of studies that are out there, but the average allocation typically tends to sit between, let's say, 3 and 5, maybe even 6% in the portfolio. So still a very small overall contribution to the overall portfolio, which I think shows just a lack of education, understanding how these strategies work. Historically, the access wasn't there, and getting into an institutional type quality fund structure was very challenging for high net worth individuals. That is obviously reversed, and the access is becoming less and less of a barrier, although there's education needed there. But yeah, there is kind of an educational gap that exists when it comes to the adoption of alternatives. If I break up kind of where the education is sorely needed, there's kind of three different categories that I would kind of lump these into. One is just understanding the strategies themselves. What are hedge funds? How do I differentiate growth equity from venture capital? How do I think through all the different stratifications of private credit? So just understanding how the strategies work, the risk return profile, what they're trying to accomplish as individual strategies. The extension of that is the second kind of gap, which is, how do I fit this in the portfolio? So as you were mentioning in your first question, you know, should I be lumping this all into an alternatives bucket? Or should I be thinking about this in a more wholesome way in terms of risk exposure and client goals and so on and so forth? I think the third gap, which I think is even more important today, and part of the reason why this podcast is probably very important, is how you access these different strategies, all of the fund vehicles, whether it's interval funds or tender offer funds, non-traded REITs, BDCs, the plethora of different vehicles and strategies that are available to access alternatives has exploded in the past 10 years. And it's no longer kind of a binary decision between a traditional institutional drawdown fund and then a very kind of simple open-end mutual fund or ETF. There's a lot of different registration levels, liquidity levels that are available now that advisors now have a lot of choice, but understanding how these things work is a really important education gap and something that we're really focused on at Kaya.
Let's talk a little bit more about that focus at Kaya, because I mentioned that you head up the Unify by Kaya program. So what is being done in terms of educating advisors, and does that do anything for consumers? I mean, in other words, should an investor who's hearing us talk about alternatives on the show and says, yes, I don't want to consider it alternatives, I want to consider it mainstream, a piece of my portfolio that I need, should they be making sure that somebody has a credential or what have you before they say, oh yeah, you wanted to add private credit to my portfolio or what have you?
Great question, and very timely for us, as we just had a huge launch this week with one of the flagship programs on Unify. But if I back up, Unify by Kaya is an online learning platform, a learning ecosystem, kind of an online academy of different educational programs that are available to the private wealth management industry. And when I say private wealth, it's kind of a broad term, and we encompass it into kind of the value chain of private wealth management, which goes all the way from asset management and the creators of these products, the people who are distributing these products in particular, getting them up to speed, the intermediaries, the big banks, the wirehouses who are trying to figure this out, all the way down to the RIA, the independent wealth management firm that's also trying to figure this out in this portfolio, in their clients' portfolios. And if we can get all three of those groups to speak the same language and understand how alternatives work, how they fit in portfolios, and how they're accessed, I think that's a win for the industry. And Kaya is a professional body, we're a non-for-profit that's focused on education. We have this unique position where we can teach a lot of the stuff with no commercial interest. You know, there's no angle behind what we're trying to deliver other than just to help people make better decisions in their portfolio. So that's the platform and kind of the rationale behind Unify. What we've done on Unify is we've created a couple of programs and are continuing to develop these programs over the course of the next couple of years. The flagship of which we just relaunched here a couple of days ago, is our Fundamentals of Alternative Investment Certificate Program, which is basically your foundation to alternatives. We're providing you the 101 of how these strategies work. We're talking about portfolio construction in a more wholesome way. And then we're talking about those fund vehicles. So really hitting on those three points that I mentioned before, the access and how do you think about liquidity across different fund vehicles and access points. So that is kind of the flagship of Unify. And beyond that, what we've done is created a series of these micro-credentials, which are short 5-hour programs that allow you to go a little bit deeper into things like private credit, private equity, digital assets, real estate, and so on. And so theoretically, you can come onto this platform and kind of choose your own adventure depending on where you are in the learning cycle, whether you need the foundations, whether you need a deep dive, or you can kind of journey in between them. So that's kind of the delivery mechanism of these programs, all online, all CE credit approved, and video based. So accessible in bite-sized pieces.
Aaron, great stuff. I got more questions. I just don't have more time. So hopefully we'll get a chance to chat with you again on The Navigator down the line.
Thanks so much, Chuck.
The Navigator is a joint production of the Active Investment Company Alliance and Money Life with Chuck Jaffe. And yeah, that's me. Why don't you check out my hour-long weekday show by going to moneylifeshow.com or looking wherever you find your favorite podcasts. To learn more about closed-end funds, interval funds, and business development companies, check out AICAlliance.org, the website for the Active Investment Company Alliance. They're on Facebook and LinkedIn at AIC Alliance. Thanks to my guest, Aaron Philbeck. He's managing director of the CAIA Association, the Chartered Alternative Investment Analyst Association. Aaron oversees Unify by CAIA, which is a learning platform built to educate the private wealth management industry on alternative investments. Learn more about it at CAIA.org. And Aaron is on Twitter or X at Philbeck_A. The Navigator podcast is new every Friday. Make sure you don't miss one by subscribing or following on your favorite podcast app. And we'll hope to see you again next week. And until then, happy investing, everybody.